Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This podcast is recorded on traditional lands. We pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal, and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
Awoga! That's kind of silly.
Hey, bitch.
How are you?
Hey.
Yeah.
So, okay. Jess and I were having a think, like, what the fuck do we talk about? Literally, we've done like 8 episodes and we're already like, fuck.
Yeah, we've actually done 15,000 episodes in one day. It's really crazy. We've set the world record.
I don't know if you guys have seen the Guinness Book of World Records, but it's just our podcast.
Yeah, it's actually just 60 pages of us in there, just beating our own record.
No. Okay, I'm going to try beat a record. I just got idea. I'm going to buy a
this Guinness. Year, 2024?
Yeah.
Open the door. Everybody do the dinosaur.
That's so true.
Yeah.
No, I just thought, like, I'm actually, because, like, there's the Guinness Book of World Records, but I reckon there's something I can do in there.
What about, can you queef on cue?
Oh, fucking hell.
I think I could be the queef.
I could be a queefer.
I think I could queef, probably 100 times per minute. So I think that I should beat the Guinness World Record of how many queefs you can do in a minute.
Well, I need to look at the categories and see, because
the only category is queef.
True. All right, I'll see how many times I can queef.
How many times can you say slay?
Oh, I've
in one
that.
Sentence.
Well, slay, I slay, think slay, I could slay, like sway, like
limbs. Slay, 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 slay.
I think I could like slay, like slay, like slay, slay, slay.
Guys, 2024, we're cancelling the word slay. I'm sorry.
Shut up. Slay, okay.
No, for my own mental health, I have to stop saying it.
I get it.
I love saying it. It's the best word ever to say, but I need to stop saying it.
But I really do get it. I get, like, some words, like, go in and out, and I know, I'm sure in 2 years, everyone will be like, slay's so cringe, but for some reason, slay is, like...
It's stuck around.
It's in my, like...
It's deep-rooted in your vocabulary.
It's in my soul, like... but yeah, so today we had a little chat about what we want to talk about. Okay, this is, like, quite niche. Actually, it's not really. Everyone literally knows what it's like to go on a bus. I'm going out to the country, gotta go away. Do you know what why my mind went there?
Why?
Because there's a bus. They go on a motorhome bus in Meet the Fockers, and then they go up to that island to meet his parents, and the song in the background is called Canned Heat. And it's a song from the 60s. And it's like, I'm going off to the country. Gotta go.
Yeah.
And it just reminded me of that. Anyway, that's how quick my twisted mind works.
It's so vivid.
It's so vivid. And
my vivid imagination.
And when you're younger, they're like, oh, she's just so imaginative. It's and like, I've got ADHD. I've neurodivergent.
But that's like what happens, right? Because it's like, everyone's always like, oh, ADHD. Like, yeah. But it's like good because it makes me fucking hilarious.
Dude,
think of funny shit so quickly.
One of our mutual friends wrote an essay to get into an art school.
Yeah.
And it was basically, And I know that people are going to cringe at this title. And I did at first because I was like, oh, what is this going to be? It's going to be super sappy. But it was like, why my ADHD is like a superpower. And I remember being like, oh, this is going to be cringe. But as I was reading it, I was like, oh, okay.
Look, there's
it is the most true. It's the truest thing I've ever read. And it was all about like, it actually can be a positive thing if you know how it works. Yes. and stuff like that. I just thought that was so cool.
I like the
title ADHD is a superpower though. Just, it's really funny to me.
My ADHD is a superpower. Also, I'm 47 and I've never spoken to children.
No, you know what? It would be so funny if you're like, is it a bird? Is it a plane? Oh, blah, it's Superman. And he comes down and he's like, oh, Superman, like, save us. And he's like, I can't save you actually because I'm distracted by 15 like different tasks that I have to do. I have, my superpower is ADHD.
My superpower.
And I can't focus.
Yeah, I need to hyper-focus on, anyway.
Angela Bassett did the thing.
Hi, Jason.
Jason's here, guys. Jason's on the podcast today. Wait, are you here for?
Oh, my God. Sorry. So Jess's boyfriend just walked in. Jason, say hello.
I brought sausage.
Jason brought the sausage. You heard it here first, folks. Oh, and boy, is it a big
Jason
sausage.
A fucking
sausage. Oh, and he's dancing and he's whipping
and
his
he's
sausage
leaving out
around.
And he's gone.
And
he's gone. And he's
I'll
like,
be there in like 10 minutes, all right, babe?
On a lunch break, but we're like...
Did you hear that? Jason made me lunch.
That's really nice. And I'm going to go get lunch. I'm going to the mall after this.
What's your man do? You fucking get a fish from the lake?
Oh my God. I actually do want to go to a pet store and get a fish today. Sorry, I forgot I wanted
you
to
have
do
a
that.
Cat. What the?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Oh, what okay. are you going to do about it? Anyway. Okay, so basically.
So I'm going to kill Molly later today, but she doesn't know that. She's
okay,
actually...
we need to get into the topic.
Sorry.
We need to get into the topic. All right, the topic today with Weedling is really funny. Fuck those cicadas allowed.
I know, don't fucking worry. They can't hear them. It's
Jess
fine.
Lives in the middle of the fucking bush in Australia. So like we just, there's always these fucking bugs called cicadas. Cicadas just really don't shut the fuck up, do they?
They don't, no. And they piss all over you.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
Sometimes I walk outside and I'm like, oh, is it raining today? And then I look up and there's just cicadas peeing. True story. Anyway, our topic of the week. This is a universal experience for most people and also just generally young people.
3, 2, 1. Public transport etiquette.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Etiquette. Sorry, Jess's cat just jumped on my...
No, it's okay.
Desk.
She's just looking at the piece of paper.
Okay. Anyway, sorry. I thought she was going to drink my smoothie. That'd be kind of funny. Anyway.
Public transport and the unspoken rules that you should be following.
I think this is funny because, like, I do think there's things that I just do on public transport that, like...
Are innately bad?
Well, no. That you think like, oh, okay, surely everyone knows about this.
Oh,
but then
yeah.
People don't follow it.
A surprising amount of people don't know the etiquette of
public
transport. And also, there are differences between states in Australia with public transport. And I've heard after doing, I did a show recently, but I had some people from Melbourne and they were like, oh, we do this, this, and this, and we don't do that. And like they got scolded by some Sydney like bus drivers or train drivers because they did stuff that they just usually do in Melbourne because everyone else does. And they were like so confused because they're like, "What do you not do it here?" And blah, blah, blah.
No,
but anyway.
No. Firstly, we'll talk about like what is like in our minds.
Bare minimum. Given.
Yeah,
bare minimum.
Okay. Number one, wear headphones.
Oh my God.
So don't fucking play your music out loud.
The only time you should ever be playing your music out loud, or not even music, the only time you should ever be playing anything out loud is if you've accidentally fumbled while someone's called you and you accidentally put it on speaker.
Yes.
Or
exactly.
You are like genuinely hard of hearing.
Yeah.
And you need to play it out loud.
If you're like deaf or something and you can't hear, like, of course.
Yeah. Literally.
And, like, obviously that would suck. So you need to like.
But like, if someone was like holding it to their ear and they were actually hard of hearing and they had it turned up all the way, like obviously everyone on the bus would be able to just be like, hang on, who's playing that goddamn thing, and turning around and being like, oh, okay, no, that makes sense, they're probably hard of hearing.
But if it's a bunch of fuckwits with their fucking speaker blasting the shittest music
or scrolling TikTok,
do you know how many fucking times I have been on like a bus and at the back of the bus there's a bunch of fucking dumb little fucks and they're just playing music.
They're always
so
teenage
loud.
Boys. It's I don't want to sound like a boomer.
Yeah, well, I was trying not to say, but it's not like.
But I can't wait for the school holidays to go back.
You know what? I think other teenagers would be on the bus as well and be like, look back and be
shut the fuck up. When I was a teenager, I always made sure I had my headphones
in.
Yeah,
no, it's not. It's
if I didn't have headphones, I didn't play music.
But it's just that like thing that they'd go right to the back and be like, hey guys, we're going to play our music really loud. They don't even say that, but it's just like.
Hey guys, today we're actually gonna fuck everyone's day up by playing our Eminem in the back of the bus. You better lose yourself in the music. The moment.
Australian Eminem. Like, it's just so rude. So yeah, playing music out loud,
disrespectful.
Like, go back to fucking they. Like, you know how Americans like send them to military school? I think we need to bring that to Australia. Is military school a real thing?
Yeah.
In like America.
It's like army.
I know, but school. Is it like a joke? I always, in movies, they're always like, you're going to military school.
Or like boarding school. No, that's a real thing.
And like the guys go and then they like fuck all the guys there.
Yeah, that's like gay awakening.
Yeah.
Military
school seems like where men go
What's
to like.
What's like the Australian version of that? Sorry. What is like the Australian version of that?
You're going to TAFE.
You're doing a TAFE course this weekend. You're doing an apprenticeship.
Yeah, Australia would be like, I'm going to military.
I'm taking you out of school. You're learning a trade.
You're going to F45. No, Dad, please.
You're going to CrossFit every morning, 5 a.m.
Yeah, but like, what the? We don't have. We just don't do that shit. Americans, sorry, no offense, Americans.
I mean, at least I don't know any Australian people that do it. But anyway.
Anyway. But yeah, so yeah, playing music really loud. Also.
Disrespectful.
Also, what else is rude on public transport?
Eating.
Oh, really?
It depends on what you're eating.
It depends on
but
what
But if
you're
you
eating.
Bring, like, food that smells.
Yeah, like, don't. You can have, like, a sandwich that's, like, yeah. like a Vegemite
Pretty
sandwich.
Pretty much anything cold.
Yeah,
is
cold
fine.
Is fine. But not, like, a fucking hot, like, or, like, tuna.
I love tuna. And I love tuna and rice. That was a great, like, corporate work lunch that we used to have when we worked in an office. Like, but, like, I cannot deal with tuna on a bus.
No.
Don't bring tuna on a bus, especially because buses are usually quite warm.
Yeah.
Warm tuna on the bus.
That's fine. If you bring tuna on a bus,
you're going to hell. You're going to the bad place, okay?
Oh, my God, true.
But, like...
Yeah, but if you bring tuna on a bus... Yeah.
Or hot chips, that's just cruel because then I want hot
yeah,
chips.
Yeah, fuck. If you have
If you bring Maccas on the bus...
You're a dog.
Then screw I you, because then I want the Maccas and I start getting hunger pains and I'm sitting there like, oh, man, I want a Big Mac.
Big Mac. Also, on a bus as well, what do you think about phone calls on a bus? Or just on public transport?
They're okay, but if you're having a shouty phone call...
Yeah. Hey, Dave, hey, Gun. Yeah, fuck, look, let's sort out the business deal, eh? It's like,
annoying.
Shut the fuck up.
It's annoying when, and this is particularly a thing with older men,
ugh,
like Gen X and above, or like just the older millennials and above, like those kind of older men that are having a yarn with their like male friend and they open the conversation and they have to be so loud about it. They're like, oh yeah, no, I'm just on the bus, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And it's like really, really way too
like,
loud.
Shut up.
I understand that, you know, as you get older, again, you lose your hearing a little bit. So, you know, you guys are so old.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But also.
You're deteriorating, so yeah. I get it. But like, it's annoying and I would rather you not. But it's not something that I would kill someone over.
Exactly. Another thing, this is more for like safety as well. I saw this TikTok and it was like this woman and she was complaining, rightfully so, because she was on like a bus and there was no one on the bus besides her. This guy comes on and sits right next to her.
That is creepy. That is so creepy and weird.
Fucking weird.
Yeah. You only sit next to someone on the bus if you A, know them, B, there's no other seats, or C, there's like barely any other seats and
yeah.
you just have to sit.
Yeah, yeah.
You just have to find someone else to sit
yeah,
next to.
Yeah, obviously if it's like a crowded bus, like yeah. whatever. But
if there's a free seat.
Oh my God. If there's no one on the bus and you are, sorry, usually it's fucking men and they go sit next to like
That's
a woman.
So
you're a fucking
creepy.
Freak. You're a freak.
That is creepy behavior.
You're a freak.
Also, please, for the love of God, please wear deodorant and perfume on a bus. Or and also if you're, especially like people, if you go past a gym, if your bus goes past a gym
yeah.
and people come out of the gym and they don't put deodorant on before like they leave the gym or get on the bus
yeah.
and then they get on the bus and they just fucking reek.
It's just wear some
just,
fucking deodorant.
Just, like
come on.
It's I don't want to smell you.
No.
I'm far away.
And I get if you have to like go from
yeah.
the gym home and get a bus, of course.
But bring deodorant
put
in your bag.
Fucking deodorant
you
on.
Can get small like roll on
yes.
or just like
no,
even if you just spritz yourself with the body spray or something before you get on the bus.
It's
but I don't want to smell that.
Another thing, oh my God.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
If you don't fucking thank that bus driver, I'll punch you in the face.
Oh my God. Why do people not do that? It's so rude. Sometimes when I get off the bus, I'm genuinely the only person that does it. And I feel like it's so rude.
It's so disrespectful.
I've always been taught to get off the bus and be like, thank you. Yeah. And it's so wholesome and sweet.
Even
and
then just people arm up or just so to be like, thanks.
Yeah. And literally so many people get off the bus and they just don't even look at the bus. Rude. And I'm like, they just dropped you
they
off.
They dropped you to your home.
Like,
to
what
your
the
casa.
Heck? That's so rude. And like, there's, you gotta have, like, bus drivers can be lonely. Think about how lonely a bus driver. No, but actually. No, you should be crying. You should be crying. Because think about this. Bus drivers like spend like so many hours just driving by themselves all day. And yeah. Imagine like just like you see a bunch of people. You see them come onto the bus. They don't say anything to you. And then they get off the bus and they don't say anything to you. And they're so lonely. Like, why would you not say thank you so much?
Thank the bus driver.
Thank the bus driver. It's like, literally just the bare minimum.
And when you go up to them and you're like, thank you, they're like, that's cool, good, have a great day. And you're like, eh.
Yeah, and then people that like don't thank them wonder why they're so goddamn depressed. It's like, yeah, why don't you just think about like the little things you do in a day?
I saw this video.
You have to act like Kimmy Schmidt when you're in every situation outside.
My God, true.
Just thank everyone. You know, it'll have an effect on you internally. One last thing before we wrap it up. This is like, I don't know if this happens in many other countries. This is a very predominantly Australian thing, I feel like. I'm not sure. Correct me if I'm wrong, listeners that are overseas listeners. Wear shoes and clothes on the bus. If you're coming from the beach, I get it. Your feet are sandy. However, there are taps at the beach. Put your thongs on. It's literally just a piece of plastic underneath your foot. It's like barely a shoe. That is the least you can do. Stop being barefoot on the bus. I don't want to see your dogs. I don't want to smell the underside of your dogs, okay? Keep them in the cage. Don't let them woof woof on the bus, okay? I don't want to hear them barking, all right? The other thing that gets me is, like, I don't want to see your swimwear on the bus. And this is an unpopular opinion, I
you
know.
You sound...
I sound 90. Like an old woman.
I don't want to see your swimwear!
But here's the thing. On a bus, in a store, women, non-binary, whoever you are, I don't want to see your ass hanging out. It just feels weird.
Well, have you seen that? Have you seen that? It's like an iconic photo and it's like Australians voting and it's like an Australian voting poll for like an election.
Yeah.
And there's just like a line of Aussies waiting to vote and they're all just wearing like bikinis and towels and stuff. And it's so Australian because it's like anywhere else in the world, everyone will be like, what the hell? Because like we're all going to vote in like fucking like budgie smugglers.
Like it's so true, but like I'm not like insecure about my body and I'm not like trying to deflect. That's not what it's happening right now. Because like I will wear a bikini and I will show my bloody little butthole when I'm at the beach, all right? It's time and place.
Yeah.
Like I know that sounds like such a boomer argument, but like if I'm at a doctor's office, don't walk into the doctor's office in a bikini.
It's just weird. It is weird.
Time and place. And you did it at my birthday.
Sucking dick and cock. But yeah, I think
anyway.
I think that really, like, I think we really did that.
We did. Let's sum up. Okay, so what did we say?
Okay.
Speakers?
Don't fucking blast your music. No one cares.
Get headphones.
Get headphones.
Literally just
unless
get
you're deaf, then you're fine.
That's fine. Wear shoes. And try to just not be naked on the bus. It's weird.
Also,
your sweat's going to get on all the seats.
I don't
seats.
Want your ass touching the seat.
Yeah, please. That's really weird.
Thank you so much.
Don't bring on smelly food.
Yeah.
Or food that looks way too good.
If you bring on tuna on the bus, you're a fucking
If you
freak.
Bring hot chips on the bus, I hate you.
If you bring
and
hot
I'm
chips,
jealous.
Give me one.
Literally. That's the least you can do. Also, no loud least. Phone calls, please.
No.
Please,
like,
please,
just
please,
Or
please,
just
please.
If you're going to... Yeah, because like, I've taken calls on the...
If you're going to have a phone call... Like,
just like, hey, how you going?
Yeah, like, just, hey, like, I'm on the bus right now, so I might be a little bit quiet. But, like, yeah, what were you trying to tell me?
Uh-huh. Oh, damn, look at that. Yep. Damn, look at that etiquette.
Literally,
that
like,
stunning.
Don't do that thing where you pick up the phone, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm just on the bus right now. Yeah, I'm going to the mall.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking Manly, eh?
Like, no one
going
gives
to
a
Bondi.
Shit.
No one gives a fuck.
Seriously.
Text. Also, thank that fucking bus
thank
driver.
Thank the bus driver.
Thank that They're fucking bus driver.
Literally, it doesn't matter who you are. Thank the bus driver.
And we're just going to end on that. Thank the fucking bus driver.
Mwah.
Love you. Welcome to the rapid fire section. I'm so excited for this. Okay, so confession. I actually don't know what this is about. And Jess has just said she's going to show me something and I'm really scared. So,
okay, well, Molly, I'm going to delight excited. You today with some cursed retail stories.
Oh, let's fucking go.
Yeah. Okay, so following off one of our last episodes where we did retail stories.
Sorry, Jess just is now holding a cat and I'm laughing.
Okay, bye. Anyway, my cat ran away. following off our episode where we did a bunch of retail work horror stories, it was so sad, all the things that we went through and all the things that we said. But we asked you at the end of that episode, listeners, to send in some stories, and I've got some right here on my iPad.
I've never been more excited for anything in my entire life. And like, it is nice to hear other people's stories because then you realize like,
I'm keeping that in.
You are not alone. I was trying to be really dramatic, and then I felt it. We're better out than in, I always say.
Okay, so this listener, obviously everyone's anonymous. This listener has sent in a message, and they say, first of all, they say, hey, I love your podcast.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Very, very sweet of you. They say, I have a silly story for you. I was working for my friend's dad. Also, can I just say that's a red flag? Working for your friend's dad.
I do believe, like, working for any of your friend's family members, never do it. Never.
It will. It has the potential to ruin your relationship with your friend.
It ends so bad.
Yeah. Anyway, I was working for my friend's dad and I accidentally called him by his first name. And he exploded at me and shouted, I'm not your mate. Call me boss. Anyway, everyone heard.
Sorry, pause. So she doesn't call him by his name.
Yeah, they like usually call them boss, I guess.
What?
Which is just weird. I've never called my boss boss.
Are we in 1449? What the?
Call me sergeant.
Call me sergeant.
I mean, call me captain.
That's so. No, but that's so weird.
I know.
Who? And also, if it's like your friend's dad, why wouldn't you just be like, oh, hey, Jim? Like,
yeah, because like you've probably also been to your friend's house, I'm assuming. Like, anyway, that's just weird. Anyway, she says, everyone heard and no one talked to her for 2 days.
Ew, quit.
Literally wasn't their fault. It wasn't their fault.
No.
Like, imagine for a second that I worked for your dad and I went up to your dad and called him by his first name and he like screamed at me in front of everyone. And then everyone didn't talk to me as if it was my fault.
That is so embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
But also, having said that, you need to address me as boss.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry, boss.
Sorry, boss. But that's no. Well, that genuinely. Whoever that person is, I'm sorry. You need to leave. That's fucking psychotic.
I know. Like, I'm sorry. They have mental issues. You can tell your friend that, by the way. Yeah. Ruin your friendship.
Can we follow up with that person and check if they left the job?
Oh, I absolutely will. Okay. I absolutely will.
Because I just want to say to that person, like, that is not normal. That's so weird.
Oh, 100%.
But like, it's just people who crave power in places. And they're just.
Those damn retail managers.
Oh, it's just, that's literally. Call me boss. Like, shut the fuck up. No, you fucking.
Hey guys, I have someone here with me today who would like to apologize for something.
Hey guys, this is Molly from Listening in the Future. I basically said the C word a lot, so I asked Jess to beep it out. Anyway, bye, I love you.
Thank you so much, Molly, for that apology. That was really sweet. Back to the podcast.
Okay, anyway. So this is a slightly longer one.
Oh, I'm so excited. Right. Again, please send these in. These are so funny. I love your little stories.
All right. Hey, girlies. I have a retail horror story for you guys.
I'm so scared.
So I've been working this retail job for over a year now, but I've been planning on moving away the last few months and quitting.
As you should.
Yeah. But the move keeps getting pushed back. Now, I would also say I'm a personality hire and do like to have a bit of a yap-yap on the shop floor.
Can I say me? Like, that is literally
valid.
Me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've ever worked a day in my life. Like, it's all my personality gets me through.
I don't think I've ever worked without having a yap-yap as well.
Yeah, like we love a yap. We love a yan. Okay.
Anyway, but also I work hard and do the most hours, so it's kind of a pick your battle situation with the management. There's this one manager who does absolutely shit all. Like, I'm saying, playing Candy Crush in the manager's office, walking around making everyone do things for her and chatting up a storm kind of crazy situation.
Ugh. That's always the way. They're always like, they always have a go at everyone, but they never actually do anything.
Literally,
themselves.
It's just delegating and then they just fuck off.
And play Candy Crush.
Literally. And with the management being shit, a lot of their main staff have been really slacking off because, hello, if we're going to get told we're stupid all day, why do you think we would work 100%?
Valid.
Tell me why this lazy ass manager said to one of the other workers, one of my real life longtime friends, that she and the store manager have decided that all of the slacking and all of the problems in the entire store will change and be fine and eradicated after I leave. She straight up said, after he leaves, everything will be fine. We just have to wait a month. Like, sorry? Literally blaming the entire shitty work ethic of the 50 plus employees on a 19-year-old.
It's that. Why do retail managers, like, they're like, we ride at dawn to, like, fight little 17-year-olds?
Oh, I know. And it's such a projection. It's like, oh, this one employee, everything's going to be fine after they leave, even though I'm clearly the goddamn problem.
Oh, my God.
It's so pathetic.
It's disgusting. That's so psychotic.
And again, like we said in that episode, there are good managers.
Yes.
There are good managers.
Yes.
We have had great managers. But, oh, my God, why is it such a common trend to have literally the worst managers? And they're so gossipy. You shouldn't be gossiping about, oh, my God, we've been joined by, and she's gone. Anyway. It's such a stupid trend. Like, it's so common for everyone to have shit managers that are really rude. And you shouldn't be talking about your employees like that, because is that not like a conflict of interest?
No, exactly. And it's like just so weird to be like, yeah, the whole business is really bad because
the whole business is riding on this 19-year-old.
Yeah,
like, and once we get rid of them, everything will be fine.
And just that just sounds like such psychotic manager behavior. Cringe. Well,
cringe.
Thanks for sending in that story. You need to quit, and your friend needs to quit.
Also, you're valid, and you are working hard.
Also, complain.
You're allowed to have a yap yap.
Complain to HR.
Complain
to HR.
Write a whole complaint.
Write a whole complaint.
Detail every single instance.
Yeah.
Write it on a piece of paper.
Do it.
Or on your phone. Put it in an email. Put it in a table. Send it to HR, and then also tell them to give you free stuff.
That is so true. Yeah, be like, if you don't...
I'm going to cancel the store.
This store is cancelled. Ads cancelled. But yeah, thank you for sending that in. I'm really sorry that's happening to you and your friend. Your friend, I just know you're not the problem. I just know...
You're not.
Well, any of our listeners support are you. Never the problem. It's always other people.
Yeah, it's always other people. And if we do anything wrong, it's funny.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to give us a rating on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this, and follow our TikTok and Instagram at Kinda Silly Podcast. Stay silly.
Awooga! That's Kinda Silly.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.